Chapter 4. Miata decided to ignore the phone call and to tell neither her parents nor Anna about it. She decided to push ahead, though she intended to remember that laugh. In the garage, Miata pushed some flower seeds into the moist earth cupped in egg cartons. She pushed them in gently, sprinkled them with the blessing of water, and cooed,
"Grow, my little friends! Apúrense, hurry up!"
In 2 weeks, she hoped they would be as tall as pencils and ready to plant around the school grounds. Miata's mother had told her that it was the wrong time to grow flowers, but Miata stuck with her promise to beautify their drab school. She couldn't go back on her promise. She turned her attention to an azalea cutting stuffed in a milk carton. A few of its leaves had parachuted from the dark branches. Some of the other leaves were as pale as weak tea.
"Don't die!"
she yelled at the bush. Then she softened her heart as she bent down and begged the plant to grow up and be pretty. 2 more leaves fell from the branches. Miata planned to take the azalea to school and plant it near room 6. In her mind, she could see it growing healthy and green, and so bright you would need sunglasses to admire it. She pictured the flowers she had seen floating on the lake of Xochimilco in Mexico.
"That's what I'll do," she thought. "I'll turn our school into a lake of beautiful flowers."
She slapped dirt from her palms, snapped off the light, and left the garage. It was a cool night. A blade of clouds cut across the dark sky, and the wind rustled the fall leaves of their sycamore. Miata stood there in the silence, smiling because the girls at school had said they would vote for her and Anna. They agreed that the boys fooled around too much to lead the school. Also, their spelling was poor and their math skills were just a little better than 2 plus 2. She went back inside the house, confident that she and Anna would win.
"Mom,"
Miata yelled, wiping her feet on the mat.
"You ready?"
Her mother was in the kitchen reading a magazine. She answered without looking up,
"Okay, mija."